Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, beloved. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm addressing you today as beloved because if you've tuned into the program over the last couple of weeks, just about every passage from John's Gospel, the first letter of John that we've been teaching on here begins with beloved. We are the beloved of God. Boy, is that a hard thing to live in and to believe day in and day out. But that's the reality of who we are. And when that nugget, when that reality is internalized, and we do believe, as John said, as I talked about yesterday, he said, we have come to know and believe in the love that God has for us. It's a central identifying characteristic of the Christian people. Who are we? We're the people who've come to know and to believe in the love that God has for us. That we've, by God's grace, moved beyond fear in the sense of the slavish fear of dwelling in the presence of an impersonal God who is angry, or we just don't know what to think of him, but we know he's powerful, and we know we're not good at some level, and that a day of reckoning is coming. And that's a kind of slavish fear that doesn't produce the fruit that Christ is after, and that this knowledge of believing in God's love for us produces in us. There's nothing like it. So John reminds us, he said, who's the Christian person? What does it mean to be a Christian? Well, one characteristic, one fundamental reality is we have come to know in our knower, deep, deep in our hearts. And we've come to believe that God loves us. We know that. Why? Because the Spirit of God has spoken, has borne witness to our spirit. The Spirit of God has taught us that God is our Father and that our Father is love itself. And it's a love that's infinite in its measure. It's eternal in its duration, and it's constant. It's constant, and it's pure, and it's profound, and it's real, and it's life-transforming. This is what we want to bring to the whole world, the love of God. Why do we evangelize? Paul tells us. Why are we engaged in the Great Commission? Well, it's Christ's commandment to us. And to love him means to obey his commandments. That's really, we want to please him, and we know this is right, burning within his heart. It's why he hung on a cross for the salvation of the world. But we're sent by love, Paul says. The love of Christ compels us. We go forward into his mission as a church because we love him so much. And because his love dwells in us, we love our neighbor. So I ended the program yesterday just talking about how living in God and listening to John's teaching reminds us of what matters most in human life and what is the measure and the standard by which we will ultimately on the day of judgment give account to the Lord. What is the measure? Well, the measure is going to come down to this. Did you love? Did you love God first? And did you love your neighbor as yourself? And what the Lord is after and what will be revealed in our hearts is, was this our first priority? Is this what we wanted? Is this what we battled for? Is this what we prayed for? Is this what we tried to live and teach our children and live in our marriages and among our friends? Is this something we knelt before God and begged him to help us with? And is this what we confessed when we failed to love? Is this really our top priority? Or is inordinate self-love the driving priority of our lives? That's what's going to get revealed on the day of judgment. All our deeds will manifest, will be, you know, the manifestation, the articulation without words, how we lived and who we are in the core of our being. And so John is reminding us who we are. And today we're just finishing up on yesterday's readings, chapter 4 of 1 John. I want to read this final paragraph, then we'll get into today's reading. It says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. So if you love the Father, you love the Son. If you love the Son, you love the Father. How does God love us? The Father loves us the way he loved the Son, John tells us, Jesus tells us, and Jesus loves us the way he loved the Father. Both of those realities are what we have been brought into. And I'd encourage you, friends, to chew on that, to let that sink into your heart. How are you loved? The way God the Father loves his Son. That's how God the Father loves you. How does Jesus love you? The same way he loved the Father. It's infinite. It's forever. It's profound. It's unconditional. It's totally transformational. And friends, it never stops. He goes on. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. So I ask myself, am I loving my neighbor? Well, John is telling us here, we can tell, at least an initial indicator, is am I loving God and am I obeying his commandments? If I'm obeying God's commandments, I'm loving him, I'm going to see my neighbor the way God sees my neighbor. And if I'm walking his commandments, I'm going to treat my neighbor the way God treats him, right? His children. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. John is so clear about this. Again, Christ's fundamental love language, God's love language, is seen and understood and expressed in obedience, in radical trust. Talk is cheap, the kingdom of God says. You know, obey the commandments. And John, listen to what John says about the commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Now, is that the way you think about the commandments? That's not the way most of us understand the commandments, right? We see it otherwise. And what, a lot of the reason people don't want to take Christianity seriously and take Christ seriously is we're afraid of this. We're afraid of having to obey commandments we don't want to obey and that we will experience as being burdensome. It's going to take away the fun in life. It's going to make life hard and difficult. So I don't want to get too serious about all this. And what is John saying? Is he speaking the truth here? Yeah, he is, obviously, right? God's commandments are not burdensome. Good question to meditate on. In the morning, in your prayer, or maybe before the Blessed Sacrament in an adoration chapel, say, Lord, help me understand myself. Do I experience your commandments as being burdensome? Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Is that how I experience what it means to follow Jesus? Is that the experience of what it means to live as his disciple? Why are the commandments not burdensome? Because they're not just external laws and external weight pressing in on us. They're life. If we love God, we will see the commandments differently. We'll understand, he gave us these commandments because they give us life. They're a light to our path. And these commandments give me some understanding of how I was made to live and what heaven looks like, the economy of heaven and the family rules, the family life of heaven, what it looks like is revealed in the commandments. And it's not burdensome if I receive them in the Holy Spirit who wants to empower and lead me into saying yes to whatever pleases God. It's the Holy Spirit that lightens that burden because it changes my inner orientation, my inner eye, my ability to see. I used to see somehow God's will for me as something that will diminish me. It will take away my freedom. It'll take away my identity as being a self-made person or whatever. It will take away the fun in life, as I was saying earlier. These are all lies and lies of Satan because it's the mind of the flesh. It's a mind that doesn't know God. It doesn't see God or understand God, as John speaks about so articulately in this letter. But if I'm alive in the Spirit and my mind is renewed, I now see things differently. I see with the eyes of faith and hope and love burning in my heart. I know these commandments are life. And if I follow them, it's going to lead to a great place. It's going to lead to eternal life. It's going to lead to me being everything I was made to be. And no more disorientation, no more lack of integration, no more bitterness, anger, frustration, the rest of it. It's now the peace of Christ in my heart and a deep sense of knowing who I am in God. And he describes it this way. He goes on to say, for whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Our faith in what? This very truth I've been speaking about, receiving what John is teaching us. My faith tells me this is it. This is true. Go for it. Abandon your life to it. Don't just go half measure. Don't just put a toe in the water. Don't pretend you know better. Get after God's truth 100%. Surrender to God and watch the amazing thing he produces in you. Today's reading here on Friday is from 1 John chapter 5. And again, he begins with, beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, the world is that fallen dimension, that fallen reality that will ultimately be judged on the last day. And you, if you die in Jesus Christ, will pass from death to life. It's essentially what John is saying. You've overcome the world and the world's desire to consume you and to lead you to slavery. Now he gives us a mouthful. I want to read to the end. It says, this is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. Boy, that's a mouthful. Jesus came, John is testifying, and he was the one who was at the foot of the cross. He knows Jesus came through water and blood. Why? Because he saw the blood flow from the body of Jesus Christ and the water that came from his side. And the waters of baptism that we all are plunged into and receive the gift of the Spirit, and we're united to this deed of love that Jesus performed on Calvary. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. Jesus told us the Spirit is truth, and he would send us the Spirit of truth to testify that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he's the one who came in the flesh. He's the one who shed his blood. He's the one from whom water flowed from his side. And it's that blood and that water that we're united to in baptism that purifies us. And we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. John goes on. He said, so there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. They're all agreeing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. And it's these three things that testify to us. In baptism, in the Eucharist, right? We're united to the crucified one, to Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's at work in us. These things are all present in our lives to this day, giving testimony to the reality of the majesty and glory of Jesus Christ. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now, the testimony of God is this. Friends, this is so beautiful. Listen to this. That he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made God a liar by not believing the testimony God has given about his only Son. God the Father is testifying about Jesus to us. And what's he testifying? This is his testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life, and whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. Here's the essence of Christianity. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Friends, let's believe it with all our heart. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.